It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 872.
Happy weekend banter. Georgie boy, Mr. 97. Clap yourselves in.
Welcome back to me.
Glad you could be here, mate. Glad you could be here.
I mean, GB, this reminds me of when you're just saying welcome back. It's like when I remember it was my birthday. My dad said, happy birthday in the morning. I said, oh, happy birthday to you too.
It's just, why did you say that?
It's just
you guys born on the same day?
No. It's just like this. It's the same as when you're it's the taxi.
Hi, you know, good thanks yourself.
Oh, yeah. And that's worse, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But no, you're in an Uber. You're about to go on a plane. You're going somewhere exciting. The Uber driver says to you, enjoy your flight. You're like, all right, mate. Yeah, you too.
They're not going anywhere. Is it a panic though? Yeah. Like I feel it's just a mirror other people's behavior. Mm-hmm. I mean, you and I mirror our hats constantly.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like if you're sitting next to somebody, you end up having similar body language, whether you know it or not.
Mm-hmm. Like, what do you guys think? What do you think you're mirroring? Like GB. Do you think you've become more like Mr. 97, and in what way?
That was presupposed. There was a presupposition more like in that.
Mm-hmm. I've become more like Mr. 97. How? Oh, I don't know.
Maybe. You don't have to agree with
you
it.
You don't have to agree. Do you think? do you think or no? Sebs, do you think you're more like GB now?
Have I become more like Mr. 97?
I don't think. I'm just trying to think of any things that I've picked up. So I think I've picked up from TJ, Sick One.
Okay.
I've got that from TJ. And mm-hmm. then I've got a bunch of words from you, Josh. Yeah. I feel like the whole
Andy Lee episode title, it's like iterating, like everything that like...
Iterating, yeah. Uh-huh. Iterating.
It was just, I don't know if Andy said any of those words.
They did. It's, but George, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out like what I've actually...
I think you guys, I'd like to think that are chalk and cheese. You're very opposite, I reckon.
Yeah.
Do you reckon? Throw it out there.
Yeah. I think you pick up like the way that you talk to people, like in text, it's a lot for me. Mm-hmm. So it's like mirroring the way that they text and that sort of thing.
So how would you normally text? Yeah. And then how are you texting when you're in the big media company iMessage?
Oh, good question.
I reckon that's pretty much... That's
you think we're all mirroring you? You're setting the tone of the BMC iMessage.
But for example, like for you, Josh, like I would do a lot more exclamation marks than I would for another friend. Like,
sure.
If I was to text Han, I don't think we'd never do like exclamation marks or anything like that.
Really?
You know?
Yeah, I use exclamation marks a lot. And what I've found is I've had to send a few serious emails over the last few days. And I've had to like cut back on the exclamation marks and it's very hard because I'm like, you want to be, it's like when you're having like a serious meeting or you're doing all that sort of thing, I'm falling into the same trap that we've spoken about before. It's like, how are you? It's like, I end up just saying good, thanks. Even if it's a serious, you know, we're doing business and we're sorting shit out and not happy with something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, not happy at all.
You know? Yeah, yeah. It is like the translation of tone mm-hmm. and how you feel in an email is a tough one, right? Mm. Because you could be, you know, too many full stops, too formal really thought out. Like if you're getting something that's looks rock solid in its in its layout. Mm. This person's drafted it.
I think you want like exclamation mark first sentence and then a full stop for the next sentence and then bring it back with an exclamation mark a few sentences down. But you can't do exclamation marks every single sentence because then you look a bit weird.
I do. What about smiley faces?
Yeah, they're good. I like them. I love them.
Well, so a lot of the time they don't actually pick up in the client.
Well, it depends. Because
as in
you don't actually do an emoji. Like I never actually... insert an emoji. Sure. I'll do colon, dash, and then a bracket.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
What I find reads almost stern or like someone's taking it seriously, taking something seriously. Whereas if you'd say something like a short piece, comma, Josh, full stop. It's for it, when you write it, that's how you're meant to sort of outline it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I read it back, I always feel like saying your name at the end, you wouldn't normally do that.
Saying your name at the end as in when you're signing off an email?
No.
So you mean the thank you, comma, Tommy, full stop.
Yeah, but it has to be a bit more than the thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I would like
some clarity on this, comma, Tommy.
Tommy, yeah. I always read the comma as this pause and it's like, you're fucked up here, Tommy. Mm-hmm. You know, like I feel like it brings too much. It looks fine, but just when I read that, I can't send that to people.
What if it was this video is so great, comma, Tommy?
No, I would lead with Tommy.
Tommy.
This video is so great.
So great, yeah.
So, like, and that's how I would... That's how it's said back to me when it's written like that. Whereas when you write it like that, this video is so great, Tommy. I'm just like, you know...
Well, I think
it sounds a bit like...
Yeah, well, there's...
You do it, Josh. You do it when you're getting stern or...
You're
when,
getting
when
serious, serious, maybe. Well, I also... like, the classic one is putting someone's... I've never done this. Just George, comma, and go into it. Like, it's always, hi, George. Hey, George. Like, I'm never going to do just a George unless...
Hey.
We're letting you go.
Yeah, I do hey. I always love a hey. Mm-hmm. And that's why the guy from Basecamp, they created... Hey.com, a new mail service. Hey, it's because he started with all his emails with hey. That is a go-to. What do you do? Hi, hey.
That's good.
George, what do you rock?
I'm a hey. Hey, always. I don't think I've ever saying hi, I feel like my mum says hi. Like that's a parent thing.
Hi, really?
Hi, George.
Hi, George.
Yeah. See, I push back on the hey because I'm a
you
hey guy.
Fucking
as well.
Send emails. When was the last time you sent an email? Seriously.
Sent one yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Can you pull it up and tell us what literally, it said?
I'm pretty sure Mason tried to send an email. It's like, I'm getting an error here. It's like the computer literally couldn't compute. It was like.
Literally. Yeah, yeah. In my brain.
Hang on. I'm going to go in through our HubSpot and
see how many emails.
Actually, how could I do that?
You
need Vol.
Wonder if it did say it was going to be trapped.
Not you, George.
No, just
actually, I can see yours. I've got
just the sales team, mate. Not the post prod team. You're fine.
You're fine.
Because all my emails are just from Asana anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there was. What are you thinking of Asana? So we've started using Asana, which is we're trying. Well, you should be.
No, that was a dig at anyone who isn't. Okay.
Yes. So we're using Asana, which is like a to-do app, assigning things. Georgie boy, what do you think of Asana so far? What can we do differently?
I think it's great. It's great. I've actually just put in all my tasks for this afternoon, what I need to do.
Good one. Right.
And for a little bit on Monday. I think it's great. Yeah, I'm still getting used to I'm bad at like checking stuff off. So then I go back and there's a whole, like, okay. I put Especially in all my tasks list. That I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I put in all my tasks that I needed to do, but some of them were like long-term stuff. Not even long-term, like in a few weeks, like whenever I get around to it.
Yeah.
So the first one I keep ticking off and then the bottom like 9 things just stay there and it's annoying as, and then I do another task. So I'm thinking
that's in your inbox. That's in your inbox.
You can do the sort of... We don't have to go into all of this, but yeah, you should be able to hide that stuff so you're only seeing the things.
Yeah, Mace, can you put on your to-do list, edit this bit out? It's very, very boring.
No, definitely.
You won't check it, so you won't take it out. So leave it in. It's still in. Hey, well, thanks for listening.
Do you know what's not boring?
What?
Today's episode of Screenplay Sunday with Hamish Blake.
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting for the clap. Where's the clap?
Oh, I can put it. There you go.
Yeah, I thought you were going to do a clap for sure.
Put it on the to-do list.
I mean, it was a big task to follow from last week. Is that the saying?
No.
It's not the saying.
It was big
hard act to follow.
Hard act to follow. Was it?
Big shoes to follow. Yeah.
Big shoes to film?
Sarcastic.
I love that. Yeah. Was anyone triggered?
I don't know.
And who was it?
Sev, so how do you think that it all went given the circumstances of last week's app?
Yeah, I think it was a great app, and I reckon Look, a few things got brought up that hadn't been brought up previously in relation to what Jess contributed to last episode.
Yeah, she was slacking me about this. So she was like, oh, you didn't tell me that you were pissed off that she was fumbling the characters or whatever. I thought that was very obvious at the time.
And so this was communicated in episode 3, which you can go hear about. But I think it was
with Hamish Blake there to experience the whole... The whole
unfolding of it,
And so we made sure that we had fun. I think we all did have fun. Yep. GB, bit did you have fun?
I think Josh asked if we were having fun, I think, at least 8 times throughout the 5 minutes. So, yeah, I definitely had fun.
No, but I think it was fun.
So it was it fun? It was Can we get a
It was very fun. You should definitely go and check it out.
It was great.
There was I'd spoken to Jess and she was triggered. Mm-hmm. Just putting it out there.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
said, can I bring that up on this episode? Really? And she said, if you get me kicked off the show, I won't be happy.
Well, she said, I can't believe you had an issue with me though. Hashtag triggered. She wrote this on Slack. But I think it was good. I think the thing is that like we can't be perfect all the time. And so it's okay. Like it's okay to fuck up. And so she fucked up last week and she came back strong this week and it was all good. So I think it's all fine.
She did. Yeah. I think. If you get an email,
it's great.
I just wanted to have a chat with you,
Josh.
Josh.
Yeah.
Josh.
Know that you're in trouble, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Know that it's.
Yeah. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Yeah, no, hey. I mean, speaking of fun, last weekend, Grace and I used our clay kit.
Oh, great. And so, we've mentioned it again. This is,
this is great. I've actually got stuff to bring. So, I wanted to. We both made plant pots, and then at the very end, Josh, because you love them so much, I made an attempt at a
Dorodango.
Small Dorodango.
Oh, this is good. I want to see your Dorodango.
Well, okay. Well, so before I show you, there are a couple things that you need to know. Okay. It's very hard to find a YouTube video, a full tutorial on how to make it.
Were you using some sort of cup or some sort of glass?
So, I scrapped the tutorial and winged it.
Okay.
And so what I've got here.
Oh, that actually looks quite good.
Is a clay. It's literally clay ball.
Yeah.
And it needs to be potentially, if you want the Dorodango vibe, you could glaze it.
Well, is that what they suggest? Then, so, Dorodangos, I've got a book on Dorodangos. They are known as a mud dumpling, and it's a Japanese method where they take clay and they use a bunch of like glass instruments to smooth them all out so you get this perfect sphere. And that's what you've tried to create.
Yeah, the problem is not having the right tools for the job. But I will show you. This was... Hang on. Here we go.
Oh.
Oh, wow. This is the actual...
So, you're holding up pot. A pot that doesn't really have much depth to it? Just like...
Yeah, it's not super deep. So, it's not as tall as my hand. Mm-hmm. So, if you're putting like a plant in there, it's not a big plant. It's made for my devil's ivy that's in the background. So
the beauty about clay sculptures is that it looks like anyone can do it because the kids' version and the adults' version look very similar.
Yeah, well, it sort of looks hipster cool, doesn't it?
Is
it dry now, Seb? What's the deal?
That's dry. Yeah. So, those are fully dry now. They're not fully dry? Well, they're pretty. They feel pretty hard.
Sebs is just speaking to his producer.
Grace reckons another 2 to 3 days, and they need to be put in the sun to fully dry out. But I mean, it's pretty. Like you're not breaking it if you.
Oh, it does sound.
No, you're not breaking.
Wow,
it sounds pretty. Here,
but if you accidentally had, wow. So if you had water on it though, would that just go back to? Like
yeah,
slush?
I reckon if you put yeah, I reckon.
Okay,
but well, anyway,
whack it in the oven. Why not?
See, yeah, you could put it in the oven. But you may as well just... Oh, I've got it all over my desk now.
Oh, no.
yeah, you may as well just leave it outside in the sun, like today, and it'll dry out a little bit more. But that was fun.
Yeah. When we had Jess on yesterday, we're talking about romantic things that you can do, dates, that type of thing. And I feel like GB, you would have remembered a few months ago, we were talking about romance and it got you thinking about you and whether how romantic you are. GB, can you give us an update on what are you doing to be romantic at the moment?
And are you out of the dark hole that it sent you into after you realised that you weren't romantic?
I should be doing more. I haven't done. Like, what have I done? We go for walks.
There's the update.
On the weekends. We got. I bought us curry the other night.
Okay. Right.
But I should be getting some. I should be getting some fancier food, I reckon. So really? No real update from me, unfortunately.
What do you think you could
mate, the food
do?
I feel like the food doesn't have to be fancy. Can you not have a date over?
We need
what makes
date
it a
night?
Date
we
then? So what
souvlaki,
is
you know?
So okay, so it's taking souvlaki
or kebab
as an example.
Yeah.
How would you make that romantic?
Oh, you just put a couple of candles on the floor, put a movie on, and have your souvlaki dribble all over you.
You still butchered it.
Yeah, I think I'll do a date night for sure.
Okay. Could you do a bunch of Insta stories around? Could you do a daily talk show?
George, it was Hannah's birthday and you got her a 6-course degustation. And you got it from the place on Smith Street and it took you hours. It was like a real process. You had a great time, so did Hannah.
Great.
I heard.
Great memory. Yeah,
because when was that?
Yeah,
that was 2017.
It was June. I think that was
a vlog I made for a brand
anniversary.
And you were just
was it July? Yeah. It was this financial year. and so, what could we do? Like, I think that I do like Bree was listening to the romance episode, and it's a good spark. It's a good way of resetting and thinking. What are you doing that's romantic? What can we do? And TJ, what's the last romantic thing you've done, and what's something that you could do that's romantic?
Oh, I mean, yeah, nothing, absolutely nothing.
Like I think when you send Bodhi off to the grandparents, you know, that's romantic.
Debauchery. No, the other night was last week. Amy and I had the Friday night to ourselves, and it was not debauchery. It was salami pizza and a marinara.
Is that what you call it?
And we were sitting around. There was just something nice about sitting around the table behind us, the little circular one, and we come sit down on the carpet. We got a nice couch, but we don't want to shit ourselves on the couch. That would be horrible. And so we sat down, and it was really nice just to do that. But, I mean, that's just the little thing. Mm-hmm. If anything, the romantic thing these days is for me to take Bodhi out and maybe have some alone time.
Yeah, sure. Is there a way of positioning it so it feels more romantic? Like, I wonder if you could, because I think about this, right, where it's, say if I do the dishwasher, it could be considered romantic. But is it more romantic when you communicate and say, hey, I'm just going to do the dishwasher because I know you like when I do the dishwasher? That's probably really annoying, isn't it?
Every day, every time you do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
GB, what do you
get
think?
Get old.
I think you just do the dishwasher and just
not mention
clean
it.
Clean up. And then
so what's the what's the small bit of romance then?
I think not mentioning it and then organizing dinner and I think that's just doing stuff without asking, I think, is what they want.
And so, fucking GB's fucking advice on women. You need a new podcast. And so, talking about what they want, do you think, is there, so for instance, some of these things that we think about doing, so for instance, the ordering food and just and saying, you know, don't worry about it type of thing. How can you communicate it so it goes from being this utility of just like, yeah, I've ordered food, to make it feel more romantic?
Yeah, well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I don't know. I think you – how do I – order it and then set up a nice candle-lit table at home and say you can pick the movie because this is what we're doing.
Not the food, just the movie.
Just the sure, because I'm having Mexican, which is what I wanted. okay, no, I like that idea.
My problem is like whenever we do movie nights and stuff, I fall asleep in every, like, probably the biggest issue in our relationship is the fact that I'd fall asleep in every single thing that we watch together. Sure. So we don't actually have a show. We don't have,
I'm the same way.
We don't have really movie nights because I'm always falling asleep.
What about like a line of coke?
So maybe it needs to be like movie breakfast.
Yeah, that's just, or that's some no-dos and
more
just
romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Share a line. Is that is that what they call it, TJ? Sharing a line?
I don't know, mate.
Okay. And so, yeah, anything else? Is this sparking anything, TJ? Anything that you could think of? How you could be romantic? How I could be romantic? GB, Sevs, like, let's get our fucking shit together.
Yeah, I reckon it's this little things that shift it. So, I don't think we have... We're all looking to, like, travel, the food. But no, I think that's it. I think just fucking taking a bit more care of yourself, bit of spritz on your neck, bit of cologne, light a candle, set the ambiance.
Well, 97 said to, so we had Hamish Blake on Screenplay Sundays. We mentioned, and he
was Tommy Jacket there or no?
Well,
no.
Tommy Jacket wasn't there, but Sevs brushed his teeth specifically for that episode, which makes you think, what's your current regime when it comes to brushing your teeth?
No, I feel like I'm pretty good with brushing my teeth. There is just like, I love my garlic, and so that does come
loves
through.
Loves garlic. That's not a thing that everyone
so
loves.
So, had you brushed your teeth that morning?
Yeah, I love garlic. Nah, that was when I brushed my teeth.
So, if you said, I brushed my teeth for Hamish, and you hadn't already brushed your teeth in the morning, you're probably not brushing enough.
Nah, well, look, if I'm going out, that's usually a trigger to brush them.
But we're in ISO.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. So, it's usually once a day at the moment.
Sure. If you go out. Really?
No. I always do it at nighttime. Always. But here's usually, like, it'll miss it in the morning unless there's a trigger for it to happen.
Look, it's in your contract working with us that you actually need to brush your teeth in the morning. So, we're going to have to let you go, mate. No, Josh, what about this for you? Mm-hmm. Easy to come up with suggestions
for other people,
someone not
definitely
other than yourself. Uh-huh. What about this? This is, I had a moment the other day. Bodie was just absolutely doing my scone in. Mm-hmm. And I thought, maybe I'll just this weekend cut together a video of just some of Bodie's highlights, just him being a great dude, to prevent me from, you know, assaulting.
Shaking the baby. Yeah.
But what about, imagine you creating a little montage of Breezer, quickly, just a quick, just chucking him in, fun footage to watch back together, of a trip, of a holiday.
Great.
And that way you guys could sit on the couch, say, Bree, I've ordered us some food specific to that trip, and you don't even have to tell her. And then the food comes, it's Italian.
And it's Italy.
And there's shots of Italy. Right. It's just this beautiful little montage.
Mm-hmm. I like that idea.
George, you've got the... I mean, we've all got the capabilities to do this.
Well, so could GB maybe edit for everyone if we all put in our request? Could you do a hump day replay style? So it's another hump day replay travel edition. That can be fun.
Well, I mean, yeah, one of the things that I get criticized of is I've never made a video for Han before. And I've made them for like most of my family members for their birthdays and stuff. So that's definitely on the list for me to do. And the other thing is, I think just buying flowers randomly, that's something that I should do. Because we go to the shops and they've always got the new flowers there on a Saturday. If we go there Saturday morning, then she's looking at the flowers. And then like, she's like, why don't you ever buy me flowers? I said, well, I can't do it now because now it looks like I've, you know, just doing it because you said that.
Yeah. Which is, could that not be a romantic thing to do or no?
I mean, maybe. Maybe.
Where does it go after that?
Well, so Mason, you're worried that it starts with that and then before, you know, you're having to buy flowers all the time? Is that what you're worried about?
No. I was just curious about the scenario of...
Yeah.
Of being next to the flower shop, looking at the flowers. You never buy me flowers.
And so you
why
say,
don't you buy me flowers? Yeah. And nah, George be like, well, I can't do it now. And yeah. George be like, well, I can't do it now. Mm-hmm. Is it just like, okay.
Yeah.
So no, you're being triggered, GB. You're being triggered because she's asking. Whereas if you could just, if we all could just remove our egos.
It's just about doing it.
Yeah.
It's just about doing it without having to ask.
Mm-hmm. And so, what's
and then if you do it after they ask, then it's not a great look.
And so, what could you do? Like, what's the? How do you? Because the problem is,
get some.
But you need to do it beforehand. Mentions it before she says,
"Yeah,
beautiful flowers."
So if
again,
I do it now,
go pick them. Go now, walk around
she'll
the suburb.
Come home from work, and there'll be flowers here.
Oh, that'd be good.
That'd be lovely.
Are you going to do that today?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that today. Although, again. Then I'm like, well, the new flowers are coming in tomorrow morning, so I'm getting the shit bunch.
No. I think the shit bunch is fine. I think, like, it is not about the quality of the flower. It's about actually doing it. Ship early, ship often.
And, you know what the other criticism could be now?
Is it the same thing?
I'm only doing this for content, but I'm not.
It's in your Asana list, checklist. Yeah. Anyway, it's time to get romantic, boys.
Yeah. And so, Sevs, have you had any reflection from yesterday's episode on what you could be doing? I don't know, isn't it?
No. No, actually, so we have actually talked about some things that we can do after lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And so, one of them is going to the IMAX theatre in the city and watching Tenet. By Christopher Nolan in the film projector.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
What is a film projector?
You can't do that.
What does that mean?
You know old film where they run it through.
So yes. Just at the IMAX,
35 mil.
Yeah. No. Well, the
it's IMAX 70 mil. It's 70 mil film that they run through, and mm-hmm. it's crazy. It's like 100-something kg for the whatever, but it's sick. But so they're going to play Tenet on that. 70
so
why? So we're going to go see that.
Okay, it's a weird how you said it,
but you went.
It's sort of like it. Look, we're thinking about driving and like you know driving a car with like wheels.
You know what I mean? Like, what do you call it on film? Like what do you film?
Just
70
just, you would just
you
say like
the
it's
millimeter.
On.
Yeah. You have to say the millimeter film.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
IMAX do you think
film?
That? So has Grace said like that she's excited? To
she
see
loves
it?
Christopher Nolan movies. Yeah,
and she loves film over digital.
No, I push for that.
Okay. So that probably doesn't... Yeah,
no, but it's a great experience because it's like, you know, it's coming out at like 17K and they've got like a 28 speaker set. Like, it's going to be great.
Yeah, that would be good.
I'm pumped for that movie. A secret agent embarks on a dangerous time-bending mission to prevent the start of World War III. God.
Mm, too late.
That sounds great.
Okay. That does sound good. All right. Any other updates? Anything else? Anything else going on, TJ?
Nah. That's about it, mate.
How about you?
I'll check my Asana. See what's happening.
I'm going to go check out the Ushies for Yas. She's giving us a bunch.
Yas or Yaz?
Right.
Oh mate, let's not start this again.
I was saying Yas, but she was.
Look at you, the mirroring of Josh Jansen is anyone around him will start pulling Yasna. Him apart
yes.
everything.
I think it's Yas.
Yasna.
Yas Queen.
Anyway. Yas Queen.
Anyway. Okay, go listen to Screenplay Sunday. Also, Hump Day Replay was great with Ryan Shelton.
Yes.
You got Radio Mike on the next episode, which is great.
Next week, yeah.
Perfect. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, enjoy your Sunday, guys, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Love you.